My sister called me up, said, will you take a train ride with me? We're going to the river, we're gonna set your brother free. We'll put him in the water, let him drift down to the sea. It's what he would have liked, it's where he always wanted to be. Then we were all standing there, thinking our goodbyes. My sister read a poem, and tears came to my eyes. We watched his ashes dance in the ripples of the stream. Then and there I knew it was the last that he'd be seen. I started thinking about my family, and thinking about my friends that are still here. I remembered the loved ones that are gone. It was like they disappeared. Then I looked around at all of us, and my heart filled with fear. I couldn't stand to lose another, not so soon. We lost two this last year. Then I stared at the river, and I thought of the circle. The circle of life that goes round and round. It never stops moving, and we're always in it. It gives us the ride, then carries us down. Platform and waited, I gazed at the sky. Memories came to my mind of my brother and I. How we stood there so many times while the freight train went by. And threw rocks in the boxcars if they left the doors open wide. But those days are gone and the lessons are learned. The world that's been changing, our bridges are burned. The earth's full of living, but we all have to die. We're all in this together, in the circle of life. Back home took much longer, but that's how it seemed. Yet life goes by so fast that sometimes it feels like a dream. Time can be very elusive, if you know what I mean. I'm not sure if it's real, it might just be a man-made thing. But time doesn't matter, it's living that does. We're born in this world to toil and love. And whether we're young or we're old, when we die, we're always a part of the circle of life. The circle of life. The circle.